Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. My pal Warren Eckstein is here. He'll be your pal too, your pet's pal, your pet's best friend. He's the host of the Pet Show, heard every weekend around the country. One of the country's foremost experts in training, the psychology of dogs and cats, that sort of thing. And what you need to know, he's probably one of the best psychologists actually in the country, no matter whether it's pets or people. So, Warren, focusing on two or three important things going on, including whether scrunchies saves wildlife. This thing at DougSteffen.com has sort of a life of its own. So we'll explain it and you'll understand what this all means, plus a couple of other ramifications of stories involving animals from this past week. Warren Eckstein here with Doug on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like an easy way to increase your smarts and predict the future? Well, this trick may not turn you into a Nostradamus, but it could happen. Here's the science of it. You've heard the saying, you are what you eat. Well, you are what you read, too. For instance, it's a widely known fact that reading romance novels improves your love life. But what's also known about those who read science fiction is that it makes you smarter. All booksellers agree that science fiction readers tend to be better educated. And if you catch yourself thinking and reading about the future, you might just find yourself better able to predict it. What's the cheap psychological trick? Reading science fiction is akin to studying rocket science. Your smarts will achieve, get this now, your smarts will achieve greater liftoff. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right. Warren Eckstein is here from The Pet Show. Always have lots of questions, and you can go to his website to get answers to your own questions. PetShow.com, HugsAndKisses.com. There's something left over from the 80s called a scrunchie.
Which you haven't seen in Santa Monica recently. They're still around.
Are they really? I haven't seen one. All right. So this is a story about how they're being used to prevent the slaughter of wildlife by domesticated cats. Basically, researcher found putting a collar on cats reduces the amount of native wildlife killed. Does that mean mice? Don't we want to have the cats chase mice around?
Yeah, I don't understand the concept. I'm reading the article. I don't understand the concept of how this scrunchie is going to work. There's a much better way to save wildlife. Much, much better way.
What's
Keep
that?
Your cats inside. I mean, it's really, you know, one of the books I wrote, and I'm not bragging about my book, but many
No, go ahead.
Ago,
brag about your books.
Book
I like that.
How to get your cat to do what you want. And I remember going on the Letterman show and talking about the concept that cats really can go outside if you take the time to teach them to walk on a leash and a harness. And now more and more people are doing that, and I think it's a great idea. But to have people that let their cats out loose, sure, the birds are going to get killed, the mice are going to get killed. And here's a stat for you. The average lifespan of an outdoor cat is 4 to 5 years. The average lifespan of an indoor cat is 15 to 17 years. You make
really?
The choice.
Yeah, my cats always live in the barn, and they live long, happy, healthy lives.
Yeah, but barn cats are a whole different ballgame. You don't have cars going up and down the street. You don't have
no,
dogs
true.
Running around. A barn cat's a whole different ballgame than the person who lives in a
But doesn't the indoor cat always long to be the outdoor cat? The indoor cat is always looking outside saying, I want to be out there. I hate
Well,
that
you know, in that book, one of the things I talk about, and I get this all the time on the show, Rich, is you can make the indoors outdoor interesting. For example, in my house, when there are cats, every day I bring a new cardboard box. I put one on top of the other. I make a little kitty condo, a duplex. Boxes are free. You can change them every day. So cats are nomadic by nature. But if you keep the environment changing, if you grow organic catnip and other safe plants for them, they're fine indoors. The bottom line is if you have a kid that wants to go play in traffic, even though it's really great and he wants to do it, you don't let him do it. The dangers are way too far for cats
so
to be outside unsupervised.
I can't believe I spent the last 3 minutes of my life talking about cats.
All right. Warren is blogging about a bill in the state of Nevada that would give medical marijuana to pets. I'm trying to envision how that would you put them in a little small enclosed area and fill it up with smoke from marijuana.
Yeah, you put and then you put a picture of Jimi Hendrix over their litter box. So the bottom line is, actually, I'm getting some samples of the marijuana for pets in the next week or so. They're sending them to me. Here's the bottom line: the THC is removed. It's a pill. The THC is removed, so there's no buzz, there's no high. That's the same type of marijuana they're using for certain children problems right now. So the vets that I talk to that have been using it, and people that have dogs that have been using it, say they see good results. So I'm still kind of out about it. I want to see a little bit more. And when I get the product, I want to take a good look at it. So in fact, I'm going to bring them over to Carlson to look at it.
All right. Carlson is our vet. Good job, Warren. Thank you. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show, here every week at this time on Good Day, 59 after the hour. America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.